From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States is hoping for a quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches July 3rd and 28th, which showed that the nation may now have the capacity to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is putting journalists on notice as he cracks down on a deluge of classified information leaks that has dogged the Trump administration since it took office in January.
This nation must end this culture of leaks. We will investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice. We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions said the department is reviewing guidelines and issuing subpoenas to journalists' records as part of a stepped-up effort to investigate and prosecute leakers. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is questioning witnesses about whether former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was secretly paid by the Turkish government during the final months of the 2016 presidential campaign. The New York Times reports that Mueller recently asked the White House for documents related to Flynn, the first known instance of Mueller's team asking the White House to hand over records. The newspaper said the document request was not a formal subpoena. Flynn was President Donald Trump's national security advisor for just 24 days, but has become one of the central figures in an investigation into possible collusion between Russia and the Trump administration. This is VOA News. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have reiterated their grave concerns over the escalation of tensions in the Korean Peninsula. In a statement issued at the end of their meeting in Manila Saturday, the 10-member nation said the recent ballistic missiles launches and nuclear tests by North Korea threaten peace, security, and stability in the region and world. The minister said, "We reiterate our support for the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in a peaceful manner." Over the past year, minorities across the United States have increased their outreach to the public in efforts to make their voices heard amid fears of white supremacy movements. The Sikhs of Oak Creek, however, were working to raise awareness of their faith and uplift their community long before 2016. In the 5 years since, the members have organized scholarships, blood drives, and more, and presentations on understanding the faith in local schools. Also, immediately after a shooting that occurred, the Sikh community increased its efforts to invite people of all faiths to come to a temple and learn more about the religion. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been sworn in for his second term Saturday after easily winning the presidential election in May. Rouhani was seen by some as a moderate leader and led Iran from relative global isolation when he signed a nuclear deal in 2015 with several world powers in exchange for the lifting of sanctions against his country. Earlier this week, though, the United States confirmed new sanctions against Iran, leading the country to accuse the U.S. of violating the deal. Venezuela's new legislative superbody is set to convene again Saturday. The controversial Constituent Constitution Assembly inaugurated Friday is expected to rewrite the Constitution and give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. And President Nicolas Maduro's wife and son are among the members of the 545-member assembly that unanimously selected former Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez as its president. And again, the United States hoping for a quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that occurs this Saturday. It would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its nuclear and ballistic missiles program. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.